Now, animal rights protesters caused a bit of a stir in Belfast a few days ago by roasting a dog on Donegal Place. Their banner read, "If you wouldn't eat a dog, why eat a pig? Go vegan." The dog was, of course, fake, but their message was pretty clear: don't eat meat. So why do many of us have no problem eating some animals but are repulsed at the thought of eating others? 0303 80 55 55. On the line we have animal rights campaigner John Carmody. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
It's Vinny. Only the second today. I'll take it as a compliment. If only the bank balance was the same. And commentator Dave Atherton. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Vinny.
John, we'll start with you. You were there. Why use these shock tactics in the first place to try and gross people out? If they want to go and eat their burgers or their bacon sandwiches, surely that's up to them.
You're right, Vinny, but the reality is that as consumers, we kind of need to know where our food comes from. And I think a lot of people are sometimes blind to the reality of what happens to animals. But I think this particular campaign that was in Belfast last week, you would have known, Vinny, that it was in Australia a couple of months ago, and it made huge news, actually. As a matter of fact, the demonstration took place somewhere in Australia, but it made headlines all over the world. So PETA had to bring this demonstration to other countries to get people to, I suppose, join the dots and to bridge the disconnect that all animals, Vinny, not just the dogs and the cats that we share our lives with and we share our homes with, but all these other animals, like the cows, the pigs and the sheep, they want to be free of pain and suffering. They want to see it, and they value their lives just as much as you and I. So our demonstration with that, with the dead dog, of course it was a mock one that was sitting on lying on top of the barbecue stand, was there to try to get people to think that all animals want to be free of pain. They want to live.
Dave Atherton, you eat meat. Would you eat
I
dog?
Do. No, I wouldn't eat a dog. I also wouldn't eat a guinea pig because I kept them as pets when I was a kid. So
why? I guess one of the core issues here is why differentiate between different types of animal? If you're going to eat one, then why not eat another?
Well, indeed, I'll be quite happy to eat a rabbit. I've had horse in France as well, which is extremely nice. And as far as I'm concerned, you can take my bacon sandwich out of my dead cold hand. This is all about personal choice. This is about what you think is correct, and what suits your lifestyle and your preferences. For example, I will have a slight sympathy comparing pigs to dogs. From what I've read, pigs are actually more intelligent than dogs. But this is all about culture. We can't lecture people in Asia about eating dogs when we eat pigs. It's all about your choice. Why should we go out there and lecture people in the third world about eating dogs? Why should we recoil in a situation like that?
You see, Vinny, what the reality here is that we know that eating meat is creating wreaking havoc on the planet. It's
really.
Well, it is, as a matter of fact, and it's not even animal rights groups that are saying that now. It's like organizations and institutions around the world, and scientists are finally coming out and they're saying enough is enough. We just can't continue on with this unsustainable animal agriculture. But the reality is that, look, we don't live in the cave days anymore. It's not back in the 1800s or the 1700s where we probably did, as a matter of fact, have to rely on going out hunting and taking those animals and eating them for our survival. Because in this day and age, regardless what street you go on or what supermarket you go into or any petrol station on the side of the road, as a matter of fact, you are now finally being met with all these wonderful alternatives to animal products. And as a matter of fact, it's growing more and more and more. So I think this demonstration that we done in Belfast last week with that barbecued dog was what was needed. As a matter of fact, people haven't been confronted with this message like they were last week. So I think
what was the reaction on the street from people walking by?
Good question, Vinny. I suppose we got a good response in that, like, many people were obviously wondering what was going on at first. And
well, was anyone upset by what they saw?
We genuinely didn't have many people, complain to us, as a matter of fact. People were taking out their camera phones and they were actually taking pictures of the dog on top of the barbecue stand. But it gave us a chance to talk to all these people about why this dog was actually on top of the stand. Many people thought it was actually real, as a matter of fact.
Just to be clear, you said we didn't have many, so you had some people complain.
There was parents with their kids and stuff coming up to us. But you know what? These conversations ended nicely in that we were able to give them a vegan starter kit, and we were able just to tell them at least to consider all animals. And we're able to consider the dogs and the cats in our lives, or at least most of us do, as a matter of fact. But there just seems to be a bit of a disconnect there. Although times are changing, Vinny, things are, you know, moving on probably quicker than we would ever imagined. We kind of needed this demonstration to nudge people.
Okay,
just
briefly, John, because we're a bit pushed for time, but in terms of the reference to sentient beings or sentient animals, tell me more about that, because some people use that as their guide of what they are comfortable to eat and what they're not.
Well, as a matter of fact, all animals are sentient, as a matter of fact. And
are they? Are chickens aware of what's happening as a dog, for example? Can they show affection in the same way a dog can?
Absolutely, Vinny. There's been lots of research done, even into fish. All these animals, you know, and I think it's ignorant of us as a human species to think that we're more superior than those animals who we share this world with. And this is what this demonstration was all about. You know, like, we need to end speciesism. We need to end our prejudice of other animals that we share this world with. And I think in time to come, we will look back in this time how we treated other animals in this world with indifference. But it's all about just joining the dots and bridging the disconnect.
But you could go back to caveman times, John, and say even back then people were eating meat and they weren't necessarily concerned about that animal or its well-being.
No, of course not, Vinny. But look, you're talking about the cave times where we didn't know any different. We barely knew about ourselves, as a matter of fact, back then, I would imagine. But today we've got the science and we've got the facts on our side, and we've got the cop on as well, as a matter of fact, in that we got it with so many animals. And I think it's an uncomfortable truth now that we have to face up to, that other animals such as pigs and cows want to be free of pain and suffering. They deserve not to be sitting on our plates when, in this day and age, when there's so many other alternatives out there. We shouldn't be putting these animals up on the ramps and going into slaughterhouses. Because these animals, when you look in their eye, Vinny, as a matter of fact, if I can say this to your listeners as well, when you look in the eyes of a dog or a cat or a cow or a pig or a sheep, you know there's someone at home. You know, all you have to do is just even pinch these animals and they'll feel that. And I think this is what we're trying to ask people to consider as well. And it's all just about our kinder choices we make in our lives.
Let's take a call on this. Norman in Bangor. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Vinny.
How are you?
Not too bad.
I've missed you, Norman. It's been a while since I've been speaking to you.
It is, Vinny.
What do you make of this?
I don't tell this fella how to live his life. If he wants to live on lettuce and carrots, well, let him live on lettuce and carrots. God put animals in the field and he put fish in the sea for to feed the people. And if I want to eat meat, I'll eat meat or fish or chickens.
Would you eat a dog, Norman?
If I was hungry enough, I would eat a rat, never mind a dog. There's people in Africa eating rats because of no food. They're living on grass and eating rats. People in China are eating dogs. Maybe he should go over there to China and protest over there instead of protesting here about eating dogs.
Well, when it comes to what you're deciding to eat, meat-wise, Norman, do you draw a difference between an animal that you might, you'd feel it'll show you affection, you could have it as a pet, you could have a connection with it?
No, doesn't bother me, because God put the beasts in the field for people to feed the people, and that's what they're there for, to feed the people, the same as the fish in the sea. And for him to tell people not to eat chickens or not to eat pork or cows, that's a lot of nonsense.
John?
If he wants to live on lettuce and carrots, well, let him live on it.
Norman, as a matter of fact, there's more than just carrots that we live on, as a matter of fact. We live on all these things that are sitting down dead in supermarkets, only for the alternative is that no animals had to be killed for our plates. And as a matter of fact, Norman, there would have been a time when I thought about, very similar to yourself when I was a young kid as well, I thought there was, you know, how dare anyone tell me what to eat, and that these animals are there for us to eat. But the reality is that when I learned more about what was going on inside of the factory farms and the slaughterhouses, and when I got a chance to meet these animals, when I got a chance to have them beside me where I could feel a little heart beating.
Maybe you can say
I couldn't do it anymore, and I think that more and more people are waking up to this fact.
Well, maybe you can say there was an article in the paper that people who are vegans and don't get the proper nutrition are more liable to take a stroke in their life.
John, you respond to that very quickly, and then I want to get some more calls in.
No. It's a proven fact that the people who are living vegan diets are more healthy. They have less chances of heart attack, cholesterol, stroke, diabetes.
Okay.
Quick Google of that.
I want to try and get some more calls in. Mervyn in Hollywood. Good morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Go ahead.
I don't have a problem with people being vegans. What I do have a problem with is they keep insisting and telling me that I should be a vegan.
Well, is it not fair for them to, you could call it a protest, whatever you want, to try and show you a different way you could live?
That's not a problem at all. But it's the insistence of it. It's having rallies and this and don't be doing this, you're wrong, don't
but
be doing that.
People often rally, Mervyn, you know what, especially in Northern Ireland, to try and put across a message of something they are passionate about.
Well, I understand that completely and I accept that. But they just do not seem to accept the fact that I am not a vegan.
Okay, Mervyn, thank you. Dave, can I ask you something in relation to climate change? You know, what about the huge amount of meat production and the methane and the gases, etc., that people, you know, they link that to contributing to climate change. So surely with that in mind, should we not be adjusting our diets?
I think you put on climate change, you can put me down as someone who's slightly sceptical on this, I'm afraid. I don't entirely accept all the facts and information that's coming out on carbon.
Believe climate change is a thing?
No, I'm keeping an open mind. But for example, they always like to blame it on carbon dioxide. Apparently, 1% of the carbon dioxide in the air is man-made. 99% of carbon dioxide in the air actually comes from natural forces. The point I want to ask is, I don't mind free speech. I don't mind being persuaded to give up meat. In fact, okay. I do eat a lot of vegetarian food these days. But what I want to ask is, where is the limit? Should we have higher taxes on meat? Should there be a ban on sale of some meat? Should the amount of pasture given over to...
Okay, let's get another call in. Sorry, we're just a bit tight for time, Dave, as always at this point in the programme. Vincent, good morning to you.
Yes, just want to make a couple of points. If we didn't have cows, where would we get our leather from? If we didn't have sheep, what about our wool? If we didn't keep hens, we would have no eggs. And all the grass that's growing all over the world, how are we going to turn that grass into food for human beings?
John?
Vinny, just a couple of things, and I know you're caught for time. But first of all, you know, our obsession, and I suppose, with eating meat has wreaked havoc on the planet. As we're talking now on the phone, right now, this minute, the lungs of the earth are burning down over in the Amazon, and that's largely as a result of animal agriculture, and that is a fact. In relation to, you know, leather and wool and all these other things, we've relied on animals for too long. We have had... You know, we didn't look anywhere else for decades and centuries because we were so caught up in the use of animals. And it's only now we're finally starting to put the spotlight on all these industries. And we've got the alternatives out there as well.
So there's an alternative to everything that Vincent, the examples he gave there, there's an alternative out there.
There is, and I think as consumers, there's an onus, and I know I said this already, Vinny, but there's an onus right now on every single one of us to know where our food comes from, to know if we're going for entertainment, and if animals are suffering as a result. We, as consumers, have to know what's going on.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but John Carmody and Dave Atherton, thank you both very much.